Yeah, we're going to take you on a little cruise here, y'all. Take it back home a minute here. Look at California.
A little more Odom is old school, like 2016 era Kardashians. Uh-huh. This is a few decades ago.
All of them are awful human beings. Kim just like slept with a fascist robot.
I think I've seen this one. Yes.
Kanye West, yeah.
No.
They not like
before,
us.
Before. Yeah, but even more recently.
Yeah, this was like on a cover of something.
Yeah, what language am I allowed to use on
we
this
can
show?
Any and all.
Oh, yeah. She like basically did, I don't know if she like actually fucked a Tesla robot on a Tesla truck, but it like insinuated, there was like soft porn insinuating this.
I saw this.
And it's like not a good time.
No.
I mean, it's never a good time to engage. Like, that's just not a good time to engage in those activities.
I think if you've gotten to the point where you're shilling Tesla, it's not a good time for you either.
Yeah.
Case in point, did you guys see, this is old news now, this is like 2 weeks ago, but did you guys see like Donald Trump getting on that Tesla and being like, oh, it's all computer now?
I think that's
it's
good.
It's all computer. Yeah, yeah.
Dun. It's all computer.
Yeah, that's me getting on Ritalin, right?
Yep.
It's all computer.
Music producers song. In 1981, yeah. Suddenly it's all computer.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna, if we don't see this remixed into a song this summer, I'm going to be upset. Charlie's gonna computer. Get on this.
They're getting a very tough assignment because he does say it in a very non-rhythmic way. It's not sampleable, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's all computer, something like that. It's like not good.
I trust the masses.
Yeah. I think they'll. I believe if
someone will figure this out.
Someone will figure it out. Sophie Tucker or somebody. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, we're gathered here today on the drain.
The drain.
The beautiful drain.
I'm pretty drained.
The drain.
That's why we had you on today, Kat.
I've adequately been drained, so I'm qualified.
We're here to talk about.
So we've got Max. Mm. We got Kempa. Mm.
Yes.
And we've got our dear friend Kat.
Hi.
Hello.
Meow.
And we are discussing today the disturbing things that are happening on the UC campuses throughout California, and how, of course, this is a microcosm of all the campuses throughout the U.S., the Trump regime leaning on them, threatening to pull billions of dollars if they don't enforce draconian anti-First Amendment measures against Palestine-supporting protesters. Is that rounded up pretty well?
Yeah, pretty
so.
Much. Yeah. Turns out you're going to have ? Done to you if you support Palestine or wear like a specific pattern on your clothing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if like you got sent to Louisiana to a black site for wearing like the wrong Scottish tartan instead? I was thinking of that earlier today. Yeah. Like instead of keffiyehs, let's talk about like if you wear the wrong color plaid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think honestly is a saner. I mean, obviously, it is a saner way to do. If you're going to have to do this, that's a much saner way of going about it. Right?
Just if it's bad fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? It's not 2010 anymore. You don't wear plaid. Sorry, Kemp, I know you're wearing a plaid shirt.
I am very 2010 black. Yeah,
I just got a utility skirt and like I'm like, it works. It works.
Right, but if it goes with bagpipes, then I think you should be renditioned to a black site personally.
Octel Salvador.
Yeah. What were you just saying earlier about the ongoing like Polish like the adversity?
Oh yeah.
Like it continues.
It does. You know, it's generational trauma of being Polish, you know.
Yeah, but apparently plaid is now being attacked. But anyways, Max
that too is
plaid.
Generational trauma.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Gen Zs don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, the ridiculousness though, like of the like amount of like free speech that is like you would never. Anyways, yeah,
yeah, no, the attack that we're seeing on a constitutional right that we all held for granted since we learned about it in what pre-K,
right?
Like when do you learn about like the First Amendment? For like before first grade, for sure.
The first one we learned.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just like around, right? Like it's like part of American culture.
Permeating.
Right? It's like freedom.
Well, that's what I mean about like taking it for granted, right? Like it's the shit that World War II veterans used to get mad about you taking, a stealing valor for.
I fought for this, so you could wear that falsely in the buckle. You could wear your shitty medals on all there and your lapel and all that. I fought for you in Iraqistan for you to wear that shit on your shoulder and lie about being a veteran so you could get a 20% discount at Nordstrom's.
Never heard and anyone say this. As it turns out. Sure.
Oh, buddy. I used to work at the Buckle. This is crazy. The Buckle is like H&M for Midwesterners.
That's a great way to put it.
I feel scared already.
This is like in 2018 or 2019, this was like one of the only stores that still had like a veteran's discount. Like if you came in wearing your fat tee, because you would get a 10% off.
I like the idea of a veteran getting like lucky jeans.
Yeah.
Well, what else would they get?
Sure.
I'm sorry, we didn't sell Luckies. It was only Rock Revivals.
Okay.
Out West. And I don't remember like what other in-house brand we had that was like really bootleg, but it all had Vajazzles on the butt. So if you wore them, like it was already kind of like sus. You know what I mean? Like in 2010, 2015, whatever. Mm. But yeah, no, like we would have people coming in all the time, like pretending to be a veteran, but like not really, like stealing valor, but not being that good at it
to get a 20% discount.
Yeah, to get a 20% off, like their impressive. True jeans.
And yeah, I don't. Yeah, interesting.
Let's get into it.
But let's get into the actual.
Yeah. Sorry, folks.
We're gathered here today to examine the erosion of this First Amendment right that mm-hmm. people so graciously fought for. And I know that seems like a very trite sentiment and a very well-trod ground, but it is shocking to see the level at which it's being attacked today and being taken for granted and put out to pasture in a way that has never been done before, I don't think.
Or at least, like, this is not in since, like, the we're experiencing a new McCarthy era.
Exactly.
And I think that, like, the witch hunt is here. And we're going to dive into this a little bit deeper, but it very much feels like what's happening with Mahmoud at Columbia mm-hmm. is a very, very telling harbinger of these coming times.
And very worrying.
And there was another recent ICE arrest.
At Georgetown University, yeah. Yes. I believe a postdoctoral fellow who was there on a student visa has been extraordinarily renditioned out of the who knows where.
But
to tie this further to California, we have a very prestigious university system, public university system, the University of California system.
And one of the largest economies of California.
Mm-hmm. That's so right. Within one of the largest economies in the world. This is a huge chirp, right? And we all roll our eyes when people say, like, oh, this is the number five economy in the world. If we weren't part of the States.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, God, I wish. But even within, right, like the UC system is
within
huge.
Top 10. Massive. I want to say it's like something like... One of the largest employers
yeah.
of California.
That makes sense.
A couple steps down from the prison system, sure. But still, nothing to shake a stick at.
You know?
Yeah.
California contains multitudes, folks. So, you know, as Kat was saying about Mahmoud Khalil out in Columbia and Max was saying about the student, I don't know the other student's name, but like, you know, they had a green card. The other one had a visa. They were here legally. And for their political protest, they have been whisked away effectively.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's Badar Khan Suri, the Georgetown student.
And this is like incredibly fucked up. This is there's no habeas corpus, obviously. This is just straight up detainment. There are no charges against these guys.
Willful abandonment of the idea of habeas corpus,
yeah,
right?
I think that's like the way to.
Yeah. Because, like, listen, if you're a lawyer, this is like law school 101, right? Like, if they ask, not even law school, right? Like AP US history, uh-huh. right? If you're a fucking egghead in high school, you know about this bullshit where, like, if you're a lawyer, if you're the plaintiff in a case and you're in custody, in police custody, your lawyer has the right to go up to the court and say, I'm sorry, but where is this guy? Where is he at? So I can meet with him, right? What is the deal with Are you good there? Oh,
no, sorry about that.
No, we're good now. What is the deal with
my client?
Yeah.
Where the hell is he?
Where the hell is he? So can he make it to hearings even? Right?
Yeah. So what's really fascinating too with Mahmoud's case is that like they've been shuttling him around. So even like people who want to protest outside, you know, and give support of him, like we don't know where he is.
Yeah.
Which is actually par for the course if you don't remember.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Like what would happen to suspects of people who suspected of terrorism during the war on terror, like in the early 2000s and shamefully late into the 2000s as well, was people realized that these people were completely innocent. You had people who were being sold to the CIA. There's a pretty good, actually a recent video on YouTube about this, fellow who was, sold as how does the CIA torture people? Right. Mm-hmm. But, the interview, this Australian, person originally from Pakistan, but like with Australian citizen, who was taken by the CIA. Sorry, taken first by the ISI, the Pakistani CIA, taken to a black site in Pakistan, tortured for a while, then taken to Egypt by the CIA, convinced that the story that the Pakistanis had told them was true, which was that this guy was like a kung fu trainer for Al Qaeda, completely. Hogwash, right? Anybody who looks
sounds
at the story
like a really sexy job though.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I wish they had that. I imagine if Al Qaeda had kung fu abilities on
how
top
do you
of,
know that they don't?
That's a good question. I don't know that they don't. I know that this guy didn't train them. That's for fucking sure.
Yeah, right.
Because this guy was just like a guy who had just moved to Australia, become a hippie, and then like had been in Pakistan for one reason or another, like during the early 2000s.
Yeah. Kung fu instructors, weapons of mass destruction, whatever.
Hop, skip, and a jump, and you're right there, right? And so this guy was shuttled from Egypt to Guantanamo Bay and to other black sites that the CIA was controlling as a tactic of... like instilling false hope, for example, that they were getting released, or as a measure of sleep deprivation, for example, right, keeping them awake. All this torture is on the book for people who are like, we can't assume that they're not that this isn't happening to people who are being detained under these.
Totally. And I think that I'm curious if there's more that we don't know about, right? These were folks that were like involved in clubs and things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, there's
what else do they know?
Yeah. And like, who else is like on there? You know, I don't know. And it's very, of course it's very alarming. And I think the biggest thing too is that we're realizing that the U.S. is not a safe place for international students.
Or anybody,
the
right?
The crux of it.
Yeah, but especially for like
currently,
international students. International students are the most at risk. And like your visa does not really count for shit.
Yeah.
Like your papers don't matter. I mean, but this is like what's happening at a parallel level with how ICE is being deployed against documented citizens.
Exactly.
But it's like, oh, you're working in a field.
So-called dreamers, yes.
You're working in a field. I'm just going to gather all of you.
Exactly.